Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Noach. That's Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and the Pasuk says, "Vahi kol aretz safa achas." The entire land was one language, Yudvar Machadim, and unified words. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Aleph, safa achas l'shana kodesh. Everyone spoke the same language, Yudvar Machadim, and unified words. What does that mean? Bo be'etz achas va'amru. They all came with the same piece of advice. They had the same idea, and they said, "Loi kol emenu sheyavur lo yisal yanim." He doesn't have the right to choose to live in the upper realms. Now l'rakiv v'nasi u'mechama. Let's go up to the heavens and wage a war with him. Another understanding is Al-Yechidah Shel Olam, you're waging a war against the unique one of the world. Davar Acher, another understanding is Dvar Machadim, Amr, they said, Achas L'Elef V'Tafresh Nun Vav Shanim Harkim Ismaitet. Once every 1,656 years, the heavens collapse. K'shem She'asim Me'a Mabul, like it did in the times of the Mabul. Let's go make supports for it. So back to Chomash Pasuk Beis, Vayhi B'Nasim Mikedem, it was in their coming from the east. Vayim Tzubikon, they found the valley Be'eretz Shinar in the land of Shinar, Vayesh V'Sham, and they dwelled over there. Let's see Rashi V'Hir Pasuk Beis, B'Nasim Mikedem, Shayu Yashim Sham, they were living over there. Like it says previously, and they traveled from there to scope out a place that could hold all of them, and they only found Shinar. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, and each man said to his friend, let's go make some bricks and burn them in a fire, and the bricks served for them as a stone, and the chemer was used as plaster. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Gimel, that means one nation to the other. Mitzrayim told Kush, Kosh Leput, and Put told Kenan, Hava, that means Hazminu Atzmechem, come, get yourselves ready. Kol Hava is Lashen Hazmanhu, it's a Lashen of preparation, Shemechinim Atzmam Umechabram Malacha, it's preparing yourself to join together for a Malacha, or La'etzor, for a plan, or La'masor, for an undertaking. Hava is Hazminu, Levenim, what's bricks? She'ein Avon in Bavil, there's no stones in Bavil, She'ibibika, because it's a valley. The Nisr Felisrefa, Kach Oisma Levenim, that's how you make bricks, Shekarim Tavil Shbalaz, that's called tiles in Old French, that's how you make tiles, Sarfin Oisim Bekivshan, you have to fire them up in a furnace. They're going to use it as plaster for the walls. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalud. Vayemru, and they said, Hava kam nivna lanu ir, let's go build a city, umigdol, and a tower, v'roish ha-bashamayim, and its top will be all the way in the heavens. V'nasu lanu shemen, we'll make a name for ourselves, pen nafutz al p'nei kol arts, lest we become dispersed across the entire earth. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalud. Pen nafutz shelo yavi aleinu shom makal hafitzenu mikan, so that we can't have any makor or anything that comes that will spread us out from here. And back to Chumash Pasuk Hei. Vayered Hashem liras sa'ir as amigdol, and Hashem descended to see the city and the tower, asher banu b'nei adam, that the sons of Adam built. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hei. Vayered Hashem liras. Lo yotzruch lekach. Hashem didn't have to do that. Elabot lam ledayanim. This teaches us about dayanim, about judges. Shleir shiu hanida in ad shiru v'yavinu. That they're not allowed to say that someone is bad, someone did something wrong, until they actually see and they understand. Mezur shevet tanchuma. And the Pasuk called them bnei ha'adam, sons of man. Ela bnei mi. So who are they the sons of, if not the sons of man? Shem bnei chamarim gumalim. Were they the sons of donkeys and camels? Ela bnei adam arishan. They're being called the sons of Adam arishan. Shekafa es ha'tayva. That he denied the good that Hashem gave him. V'amar, and he said, Ho'isha shernasati madi, it was the woman that you gave to be with me, she gave me from the Eitz Hadas. Af elu kafa b'tayva limrod mishe shpiyim tayva miltam in a mabul. These also, they were ingrates against the one that had saved them from the mabul, and they just decided to rebel against him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Vayemra Hashem said, Hein am echad v'safa achas akulam. Behold, we have one nation, and they have the same language. Zehechilam lasois, and this they begin to do. V'ata now, lo yibatzar mehem, shouldn't it be withheld from them? Kol asher yazmu lasois, all that they designed to do? Hava ner devanav l'sham sfasam. Let's go down and let's mix up their language. Asher lo yishmu ish sfas re'ehu, so that each man can't understand the language of his friend. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk vav. Hein am echad kol tayv zu yeshimam. They have all this goodness. Sha'am echad heim, that they're one nation. V'safa ach zekulam, and they all speak the same language. V'davar zeh echilu lasois, and they've begun to do this. Pasuk zayin in Rashi. Hava ner da bebez dinoy nimlach. He so to speak asked his bezdin advice. Man v'sonusa yisera, from his extreme humility, talking about the anava of Hashem. Hava mida keneged mida. This is mida keneged mida. The Heimamru, they said, Hava nivna, come, let's go build a city. V'hu keneged madad v'amar, and he opposite them said, Hava nerda, let's go down. V'navla unababel, and mix up. Nun mishamash b'lshayn rabim v'hachrein yisera, lo yishmu, zeh shay levein v'zeh mevitit. This one asks for a brick, and the other one just brings cement. Zeh oimid olav b'tzeaz mechid. This one comes and breaks his head because he brought him the wrong thing. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. V'yafatz Hashem oisa misham al pnei ka'arz. Hashem scattered them from there across the entire face of the earth. V'yachlu live nice ear, and they ceased from building the city. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Ches. V'yafatz Hashem oisa misham ba'olam hazeh, in this world. Masha amru, what they had said. Pen nafutz, lest we get scattered. Niskayim aleihem, that actually happened to them. Husha amru shleim, that's what Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei. Megayres Rasha, the fear of the wicked. Hitvayenu, that's going to come to him. They were afraid they were going to get scattered, and that's what Hashem did to them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. Alken Karshma Bavel. That's why this area was called Bavel. Kisham Balal Hashem Sfas Kol Arz, because over there Hashem mixed up the language of all the entire world. world. Umisham hafitza mashem, and from there Hashem scattered them al pnei kol ha'aretz, onto the face of the entire earth. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tes, umisham hafitzam, over there he scattered them, limit she'en lem chelik l'olam haba. This teaches that they don't have a chelik in olam haba. Now Rashi asks the following question, v'chi ezu kasha, which one had a worse sin? Shel dar ha'mabel or shel dar ha'flaga? The people of the generation of the mabel, or of this generation called the dar ha'flaga? Elu loy pashtu yad be'ikar, the people of the dar ha'mabel, they didn't deny the very fundamental basic of belief in Hashem. They really were just giving into the yetzer hara and their evil inclination by stealing and doing terrible things. But ve'elu pashtu yad be'ikar lilachem bay. But these of the dar ha'flaga, they denied the very fundamentals. Ve'elu nishtfu, but the dar ha'mabel, they were completely deluged with a flood. Ve'elu loy navdu min ha'olam. And these of the dar ha'flaga, they weren't destroyed from the world. So why is it the dar ha'flaga that seemed to have sinned in a worse way than dar ha'mabel, they got punished in a less severe way? So Rashi answers, el shadar ha'mabel ha'i gazlanim. They were thieves. Ve'haisim riv b'neim, and they used to fight with each other. L'kach nevdu, that's why they were destroyed. Ve'elu and the dar ha'flaga ha'i noigin av v'reis b'neim. They had so much love and brotherhood between them. Shenamar says in the pasuk, safa echas udvar machadim. They had one language and they were unified in what they thought. L'mata, this teaches you shesanu ha'machlekes. The machlekes is hated. It's terrible. V'gadol ha'shalim, and peace is so great. It's so wonderful. Even if the people that have this peace aren't really the best people, but at least they're displaying peace, love, and brotherhood. Back to Chumash pasuk yod. Elo told us shame. These are the generations of shame. Shame ben ma'as shana. Shame was 100 years old. Ve'elo das harpachshad, and he had harpachshad. Shnasem achra mabel, 2 years after the mabel. Vayichi shame achra elidas harpachshad, and shame lived after he gave birth to harpachshad. Chamesh me'as shana, 500 years. Ve'elo banu banis, and he had many sons and daughters. Harpachshad chay chamesh u'shleishim shana. Harpachshad lived for 35 years. Ve'elo das shalach, and he had shalach. Vayichi harpachshad achra elidas shalach. He lived after he gave birth to shalach. Shalosh shanim v'arba me'as shana, 403 years. Ve'elo banu banis, and he had sons and daughters. V'shalach chay shleishim shana. Shalach lived for 30 years. Ve'elo das aver, and he had aver. Vayichi shalach achra elidas aver. After he had aver, he lived shalosh shanim v'arba me'as shana, 403 years. Ve'elo banu banis. He had sons and daughters. Vayichi aver arba u'shleishim shana, and aver lived for 34 years. Ve'elo das paleg, and he had paleg. Vayichi aver achra elidas peleg, and aver lived after he gave birth to peleg. Shleishim shana v'arba me'as shana, 430 years. Ve'elo banu banis, and he had sons and daughters. Vayichi peleg shleishim shana. Peleg lived for 30 years. Ve'elo das ru'u, and he had ru'u. Vayichi peleg achra elidas ru'u. He lived for teisha shana u'masayim shana, 209 years. Ve'elo banu banis, he had sons and daughters. Vayichi ru'u shtayim u'shleishim shana. Ve'elo das sarug. Ru'u lived for 32 years, and then he had sarug. Vayichi ru'u achra elidas sarug sheva shana u'masayim shana. He lived 207 years after he had sarug. Ve'elo banu banis, and he had sons and daughters. Vayichi sarug shleishim shana. Sarug lived for 30 years. Ve'elo das nachar, and he had nachar. Vayichi sarug achra elidas nachar. After he had nachar, he lived masayim shana, 200 years. Vayelid banu banis, and he had sons and daughters. Vayichi nachar teshav esrim shana, vayelid es tarach. Nachar lived for 29 years, and he had terach. Vayichi nachar achrei helid es terach, and after nachar had terach, he lived tesha esrei shana maas shana, 119 years. Vayelid banu banis, he had sons and daughters. Vayichi terach shivim shana, and terach lived for 70 years. Vayelid es avram, and he had avram es nachar ve es haron, these 3 children. Vayelid told us terach, these are generations of terach. Terach helid es avram es nachar ve es haron, he had avram nachar and haron. Vaharon helid es light, and haron had light. Vayamas haron al pnei terach aviv, and haron died in front or in the presence of terach, his father, be'eretz mayladtoy, in the land of his birth, be'ur kazdim in ur kazdim. Let's rashi v'rapasa chavches al pnei terach aviv. What does it mean? Bechai aviv, in the life of his father. And umedrash hagadol, there's a medrash that says yesh aymrim shayidei aviv meis, he died because of his father. What does that mean? Shekabal tarach al avram b'nai lifnei nimrod al shekites tzlamav. The terach actually tattled on, or he denounced avram his son to nimrod because he broke all of his idols. V'shlichel kivshan esh, and he threw him into a fiery furnace. V'haron yoshev aymer b'libay. Haron was watching this, and he said to himself, "Im Avram nitzach ani mishalai. If Avram, he's successful, if he wins, I'm going to be part of him. I'm going to be with him. V'im Nimrod nitzach ani mishalai. But if Nimrod wins, I'm going to be part of his group." Uchshenitzal Avram, and when Avram was saved, Amr loy l'Haron, they asked Haron, "Mishal miata, who do you belong to? Whose camp, Avram's or Nimrod's?" Amr lahem Haron. Haron told him, "Mishal Avram ani, I'm part of Avram's camp." Hishlichul kivshan esh v'nisraf. They threw him into the fiery furnace, and he was burned. V'zeh ur kazdim. That's the understanding of ur kazdim. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Tes. Vayikach Avram v'nachar lahem nashim, and Avram and Nachar took for themselves wives. Shem Eshes Avram Sarai, the name of the wife of Avram was Sarai. V'shem Eshes Nachar Milka, and the name of the wife of Nachar was Milka. Bas Haran, the daughter of Haran, Avi Milka v'Avi Yiska, the father of Milka and Yiska. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Tes. Yiska the Zu Sarah. This referring to Sarah. Hashem she'sachsa b'ruach hakodesh, because she saw her, she would gaze with ruach hakodesh, and she'hakol seichin b'yafya, everyone would gaze at her beauty. V'aydin, furthermore, Yiska is l'shein esichos. This is an expression of nobility, k'may similar to Sarah, which is l'shein sarara. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vatihi Sarai Akara. Sarah was barren, ain lavalad, she didn't have a child. Vaykach Terech as Avram benai, and Terech took Avram his son, ves Loit ben Haran ben benai, and Loit the son of Haran his grandson, ves Sarai Kalasai, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, Eshes Avram benai, the wife of Avram his son. son, Vayetsu Itam Ur Kazdim, and he went out with them from Ur Kazdim, Lechaz Arza Canaan, to go to the land of Canaan, Vayvayu Ad Charan, Vayeshu Sham, and they got to Charan and they dwelled over there. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayetsu Itam, Vayetsu Terach, Vavram im Light Vesarai, Terach and Avram went with Light and Sarai. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayu Yime Terach, and the days of Terach were Chomesh Shanim Masayim Shana, 205 years, Vayamas Terach Bacharan, and Terach died in Charan. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayamas Terach Bacharan, La'ach Shayotza Avram Echaran. This was after Avram already left Charan, Ubal Eretz Canaan, and got to Eretz Canaan. Vahayo Sham Yosim Shishim Shana, he was there more than 60 years. Sharei Ksivit says in the Pasuk, Vavram and Chomesh Shanim Shishim Shanim Sesim Echaran, Avram was 75 when he left Charan, Vaterach Ben Shivim Shana Hayek Shanael Avram, and Terach was 75 when he gave birth to Avram. Harei Kufim Hela Terach Shiyatza Avram Echaran. Terach was only 145 when Avram left Charan. Adai Nishru Mishnais of Harbei, so Terach actually had a lot left to his life. Vilama Hikta Makasim Yisasa Shal Terach Yisasa Shal Avram. So why is the Pasuk says that Terach died before Avram actually had left Terach? It seems to be that Avram left after Terach died, but that's really not true. Avram left before Terach died. Why is it the Pasuk says it out of order? Shalei Hei Adavram Afurs L'Makal. That's why everyone shouldn't really know exactly the sequence of events. The Yomer, and people would say, Loikim Avram is Kibud Aviv, that Avram wasn't Makayim Kibud Av, Shenichu Zakin V'Haluch Loi, that he left him as an old person and he just went. Lefikach Kray HaKasav Meis, that's why the Pasuk said that he died. Sharashayim Afachayim Kray Mesim, Rashayim, even when they're alive, they're called Mesim, they're called dead. But Tzadikim Af Misasim Kray Mechayim, and it's Tzadik, even after they die, they're still called alive. Shenamar says in the Pasuk, Ubenoyo, Benoyada, Ben Ishchai, the son of the living man. And the Parsha had concluded with the word Becharon in Charon, and Hanun Hafucha, the nun is actually upside down. In the Torah, if you look inside the Torah, it's written upside down. Lamelcha to tell you, Ad Avram, up until Avram, Charoin Af Shel Makayim, Hashem had this anger towards the world. However, Avram, he's the one that started revealing Hashem, so the anger was only up until Avram, but not from then on. With this, we conclude Parshas Noach. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.